Okie dokie. So we're going to do a lesson that, today is September 16th, 2003, and we're going to do a lesson that we've done before, just to get you familiar with yourself again, get your bodies and your mind and intact again. So this is lesson number 19. It's called Preparation for a Clock. So begin with lying with your legs long, your arms down by your side. And just take a moment to observe how you're resting on the floor this morning. And as you're noticing and observing yourself, pay attention to how you do sense or observe yourself. Where is your attention drawn to the most? Is it your back or your arms, your shoulders, your legs? And if I was to ask you to imagine yourself, like when you think about yourself or who you are as a person, where in your body do you go to that you sense yourself? And we'll talk about that a little bit later. We're going to spend some time this fall talking about body image and the different ways in which we have a body image. So it's very interesting how we have the first one, the simplest one you can just think about throughout the lesson is our visual. You know, we look at somebody and we see a body. Two arms and two legs, a trunk or torso and a head. But then there's four other ways that we construct inside of ourselves a body image. Okay, go ahead and bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. And as we've done many times before, just begin very gently and slowly to tilt your pelvis, going from where we call 12 o'clock, being up at the base of your lower back, and 6 o'clock being way down where the tailbone is. And when we use the word tilt, I don't know if that's the best word, but I like the word rocking. So you're rocking or you're moving along the lower part of your spine and tailbone, going from the 12 o'clock place to 6 o'clock, which is the end of the tailbone. So if you're rocking, it means it's a continuous movement where you go from one vertebra to the next and then across the tailbone. So there's no lifting per se happening by using your legs and lifting up. The lifting that occurs in your lower back is because you bring pressure down onto the tailbone, which allows the lower back to lift and arch away from the floor. Notice how smooth the movement is, how consistent, even. Which direction feels easier. And then just come back to where we call the center or neutral, keeping your legs standing. And notice where that central or neutral place is. Is it right in between the area of the lower back and the tailbone? Or is it somewhere a little bit different? A little higher, a little lower? Now this time we're going to go from 3 o'clock to 9 o'clock. And I know this is always the challenge about how is the clock line. So, does it make sense to put 3 o'clock to the left? Yes? So, right, yeah, it depends if the clock's looking up or down. So let's put 3 o'clock to the left. So just go from 3 o'clock to 9. That means left to right. So you're not going through 12 at all or 6. And as you're going from 3 to 9, one of the important things to remember is to keep the feet or the legs standing. And your knees should stay directed towards the ceiling. Another way of saying this is that you really learn to differentiate the pelvis from the hips. That's it. And you almost feel as if you there's a slight push of each foot into the floor that allows the pelvis to roll to the other side. Good. And just notice, is it easier or perhaps more familiar to go to one side compared to the other? Good. Come back to the center. Please lengthen your legs and rest. And just notice as you're resting, has anything changed in your awareness about yourself now? Where does your attention go to? Bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. And now this time we're going to begin to go from 12 o'clock, let's say, over to 3 o'clock, which is again to the left. And as much as possible, trying to visualize and sense taking your body from 12 o'clock to 1, to 2, then to 3, and then reversing the movement, coming back up to 12 again. So 12 o'clock again is way up towards the lower back is pressed into the floor, that lower area where the thoracic and lumbar meet. And then you go over to the left. It's like you arc over to the left. And then you come back to the center. How are you breathing? Good. Now, this time, continue past 3 o'clock to do 4, 5, and 6. So it's like a half of a circle or an arc just along the left side, which really requires that the right side is slightly elevated away from the floor. Again, you may feel as if you're pressing the right foot a little bit more into the floor to support bringing the weight of the pelvis over to the left side. Which numbers on the clock are unclear to you? That you perhaps struggle a little bit getting there. You kind of, it's like driving on a road, you kind of want to cheat. You don't take the full curve, kind of cut off part of the curve. Great. Let it go. Straighten your legs and rest on your back. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. And this time we'll begin to go to the right, going from 12 o'clock to 9. So again, you'll start at 12 and then you'll go to 11, 10, and 9. And then please reverse it, going back up to 12. And again, really pay attention for yourself. Of which of the two sides is it, again, easier, or perhaps it's a familiarity for you? Are you breathing easier doing the movement to this side? Or do you find yourself holding your breath? Those are the ways to make distinctions for yourself of the differences. Now, can you continue past 9 to go all the way down to 6? So you're doing an arc now, or a half a circle on the right-hand side, and again, you're reversing the movement. So it means you go from 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, and then back up to 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So you feel the left side of the pelvis slightly elevated away from the floor. Good. And again, pause and rest on your back. Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. And now this time we'll do a full circle. So we'll start, let's say, at 12 and go to the left, over to 3, down to 6, over to the right to 9, and back up to 12. Observe, how does it feel to do this circular movement? Really nice. And now can you change the direction so you begin to go in the opposite direction of making the circle? And again, notice if one direction of the circle is more familiar. Feel perhaps that means maybe easier, lighter, less effort. And why would that be? What part of the circle, as you're going around, feels not just the easiest, but maybe the most pleasurable? Or that there's a sense of like power as you go through that part of the circle? It requires very little thinking when you go through that part of the circle. That somehow when you get to that part of the circle, it's easy, effortless, yet strong and powerful, fluid. Where along the circle do you have that experience? And what does that tell you about yourself, your back, your pelvis? Remember where that location is. Okay? Let it go and rest for a minute. Now this time you're going to roll to your side and come up to sitting, sitting with the soles of your feet together and leaning on your hands comfortably behind you. Look for a comfortable place to place the hands either to the side or behind you so you can lean on them so that you can round your pelvis backwards and push your belly forward. The kids will love this. So just start going from 12 to 6 o'clock. That's it. So 12 means you round your back, soften your chest, let your chin fold into your chest and sternum. And then 6 o'clock is pushing that belly out, coming way onto the tailbone, arching the back, lifting the chest and chin. Are you breathing? What makes it more challenging to be sitting in this position doing the same type of movement? Good. Rest for a moment. Go ahead, lie down and rest. Roll to your side again, come up to sitting in the same position, so that means lean on your hands behind you. Soles of your feet are together. And this time we'll begin to make a circle with your pelvis. So let's go back to 12, so that means round back, and let's go over to the left, which is 3 o'clock. Then bring the belly forward towards 6, over to the right, which is 9, and back again towards 12.
In this position, do you want us to try to keep our knees straighter like when we're standing, when we're sitting?
No, it's different with your knees now. So it's a very good question. So now as you rock and roll through your pelvis, You will shift your weight onto each sit bone, which means one knee will go down and one knee will come up. That's it. And notice that the more ease that you have with the movement of the pelvis, the lighter the weight is on your hands. Change the direction of the circle. And again, can you ask yourself the question of what part of the circle feels the most familiar, the lightest, the easiest? Truly, you have an experience that there's no effort going through that part of the circle. Where along the circle do you have that brief moment where it feels effortless? Right there. Good. Okay. And let's rest on your back. Now this time you're going to raise yourself up to lean on your forearms and the soles of your feet are together. So instead of completely coming up to sitting, you're weight bearing back on your forearms, your elbows, and then you have the soles of your feet together. So bend your knees out. Good. And begin, let's first of all begin with going from 12 o'clock to 6 o'clock. That's it. Slowly. Smoothly, good. Feel what happens with the chest, your spine. Good. Okay, pause for a moment, rest on your back. Good. What makes you yawn? Well, there's a direct correlation between the movement of the pelvis and the movement of the jaw. Think of it this way. They're like the two endpoints in between is the spine. So if one is holding, remember, back to the tanden, we did all that contracting down here, holding down here, the holding that it created in the jaw, the opening of the jaw and the mouth, opening of the pelvis. So it's a good sign. So let's come back to the same position, please, leaning on your forearms, soles of your feet together, and this time we'll begin to make the circle, which would be going from 12 o'clock over to the left to 3, forward to 6, really pushing that belly out, arching the back, over to the right, which is 9, And you can change the direction whenever you feel like it. It's like your pelvis begins to become like a bowl. It's almost like you're making a circle on the inside of a bowl. If you took a marble and spun it around. And rest. Now this time, keeping your legs long and your arms down by your side, begin to make a circle with the pelvis in this position. So I'll let you start wherever you want along the clock. And we'll add in one constraint, which is that your knees stay long. So we'll say avoid bending your knees. So you'll feel, you can spread your feet a little wider. There you go. But feel the movement does translate through your ankles and your feet. Most of you are doing that really well. But if you put the constraint that the knees don't bend, then you'll really feel the arching of the lower back and the flattening. And notice, is your head also making a circle? That's nice. Can you change the direction now? Good. And let's rest. Now roll to your side and come up to sitting. And you're going to have the soles of your feet standing, so on the ground, and cross your right knee over your left. Lean on your hands behind you. Good. And in this position, begin to make a clock. Again, go back to 12, over to the left, to 3, come forward towards 6, and then over to the right. Make sure to place your left foot in a good standing position so it's not too far away from you or too close, but somewhere where there's minimal effort. And are you breathing? Can you change the direction now of the clock? Nice. And rest on your back. Roll to your side, come up to sitting again in the same position, except change the crossing of the legs. That means that your left knee or your left leg is crossed over the right, and your right leg is the standing leg. You're leaning comfortably on your hands behind you, and begin to make your circle or your clock. And can you reverse the direction? Are you breathing? And rest on your back. Roll to your side and come to sitting again. Have both feet standing so your knees are up, leaning on your hands behind you. And first of all, let's just do 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock in this position. So with your feet standing, your knees directed towards the ceiling, you round back, and then you push the belly forward. Feel the chest coming forward, your chin comes up. Really round back. Good. And now go ahead and begin to make the clock. Whichever direction you select to go first, it's fine. Change the direction of the clock and really pay attention to getting onto that tailbone. So that really means that your belly, your pubic bone has to tilt down and forward. That's better. It means something up in between the shoulder blades has to take place in your spine. Great. Okay. Now just continue sitting, but put the soles of your feet together, open your knees, and go back to this posture and begin to make a clock in this sitting posture. So your knees are open wide, and just see if it feels smoother, if somehow some of the rough spots have gotten smoothed out. There's less effort involved. And can you spontaneously change the direction? So at any point along the circle, you just reverse the movement without holding your breath or tensing or clutching or gripping your teeth. See if you can do that several times. Just find a moment that you feel like reversing the direction, reversing the movement. Very nice. And rest on your back. you continue to lie on your back. Bend just your right knee so your right foot is standing. Your left leg will remain long and your arms are resting comfortably by your sides. And in this position, begin to make the clock or make the circle. Go up towards 12, over to the left to 3, down towards 6, and over to the right to 9. You want to keep the knee relatively straight and directed towards the ceiling. So again, it's another opportunity for you to differentiate the pelvis from the hip. So if the knee is flopping to the left and to the right, it means the pelvis and the hip are staying together. So everybody try that. So let your knee be the director of the pelvis. So let your knee flop out to the side, to the right, to pull the pelvis over there, and then take the knee all the way over to the left to lift the right side of the pelvis, right? So you're using the hip and the leg to create the movement of the pelvis versus differentiating. And ask yourself, which feels safer? Which feels more comfortable? If you haven't already changed the direction of your circle, please go ahead and do so. Notice the circle that's happening with your head. Notice the circle that's happening with your left foot that's long. And pause and rest. And now this time, please bend your left knee, bringing your left foot to standing. Your right leg will remain long. And again, begin to make your pelvic clock, your circle. Is there a big difference between the two legs, being that it feels more, again, comfortable or easy or familiar with one leg standing compared to the other? Is there a big difference for you? And if so, why? Is it about the leg? Or is it about something with the pelvis and the way in which you can orchestrate the movement through your pelvis and lower back? Another way of asking yourself the question is, where do you get the sense of ease in doing the movement? What part of your body feels so comfortable in some directions that the movement is effortless? Good. And pause for a minute and rest. And now one last time, bend both of your knees, bring them up to standing. And let's just first go back to 12 o'clock and 6 o'clock, which is what we began the lesson with. And just, again, observe the quality of the movement now, being the ease of the movement, the range of the movement. Has it become smoother? And then begin to do your circle, the clock going from 12 o'clock over to the left to 3 o'clock, down to 6 o'clock, and then over to the right, which is 9. And can you change the direction? Very nice. And slowly bring it to a close. When you feel complete, go ahead and straighten your legs and rest on your back. And then take a moment to check in and observe how you're resting on your back now. Most importantly is to observe what has changed since the beginning of the lesson. What is different for you? How do you sense and perceive yourself different? This can be in a way of in which your body is resting on the floor. That's one perception. We may feel as if certain parts are making more contact than they were in the beginning of the lesson. You may also feel as if certain parts of your body have become more alive. They've become more dimensional. You sense more volume within yourself. And then when you think of yourself or your body image, how do you think of yourself or perceive yourself now? Where does your mind, your attention go to when I ask you that question? An example in this article that Moshe wrote about body image was a person who, for example, has their image in their hands is a person that, like, let's say, sweats or perspires a lot with their hands. So in a situation where they might feel uncomfortable or uneasy, the perspiration comes. Or it could be a situation where they're excited, very joyful, something really exciting happened. The same kind of thing may happen. So their whole experience of themselves could be tied into the perspiration in their hands. And that's how they identify themselves, is through their hands. Other people, it could be like the beating of their heart. Whether it's sadness or joy, fear, their heart pounds faster and faster. Does that make sense, those examples? So it's just a question to ask yourself, to get to know yourself a little bit better. As we will discuss this idea of body image through the fall. Okay, so taking your time, please roll to one of your sides, bring yourself up to standing. And then taking your time, check into how you feel in standing and walking. Again, what is your sense of yourself now? Your perception, your experience of yourself? How is it different from the beginning of class? Good. Okay. So you guys have a good week.